Rabbi Moshe Young.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. It's nice to be here again, annual visit, Baruch Hashem, to be able to address the Gewaltige Kehilla, Manchester, in Machzike Das, beautiful. And unfortunately, there's one person I always used to see here, Reverend Brody, missing from us all, and unfortunately also 2 years ago it was Yehuda Brody who was missing, and he should have a lichtige Gan Eden, it should be a Zichro Baruch. Many times you have in the Navi and Tanakh, the relationship between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael is the relationship between man and wife, husband and wife. And it's particularly in Sefer Hosea, talks about how Yidden have gone away from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as if a woman has run away from her husband and so on. That's the relationship. And therefore, when we talk about our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, just like in marriage, you have a couple who like each other, get on very well with each other, no problems at all. They might have differences of opinion. And so sometimes, let's say, if a husband says, or the wife says, let's go here for vacation, for holiday, and the other one says, I don't want to go particularly to that place, I want to go to another place. Okay, they come to an arrangement, they like each other, there's no problem. But the point is, what's happening is that, say, the husband wants to go to place A, and the wife wants to go to place B, and they come to an arrangement, they go to place B. So the husband thinks in himself, really, I would like to go to place A. So what is he doing? We'll use language here. He's mevatel his rotzen. He's mevatel his rotzen to his wife, or the other way around. Don't know which one. You know, the question is, I always say, what's a bala boss? A husband of the boss. But anyway, it's a different thing. But but the thing is that who is mevatel to whom? But imagine if one says to the other, let's go this place. No, I want to go to the other place. And that's the way they talk with each other. He says, you want that place? I haven't got any thoughts at all. That means you could, that's not called bittel harotzen. That's called osa harotzen. That means you already have lost your desire to do whatever you want, the husband or the wife. You've lost that desire altogether. I give myself over to the other person. What's the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Are we mevatel haratzon to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Or are we osa haratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? So it says in Pirkei Avos, batel ratzonecha lifnei, ratzon Rabbeinu Shel Olam, do the will of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You see, well then that's one thing. It says also batel ratzonecha. Batel ratzonecha implies that you're mevatel. You do what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said. We're talking about frumah people, Yerushamayim, people sort of always keep Torah and mitzvahs and everything, no problem at all. And we might want to do something else, but we look into the Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. And I'm not going to do what I would really like to do. I'll do what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants me to do. That's called a bittel haratzon, you see. Now, the certain things which seem to, certain psukim, which seem to imply that there's a contradiction. It's always in the Gemara. The Gemara asks things. The Gemara says one pasuk says one thing, one pasuk says another thing. So the Gemara gives an answer. So the three examples where a person, where the pasuk says one thing and another pasuk says a different thing, and those three examples, the Gemara gives the answer, the same answer. Kan she osim ritzono shel makom, but kan she einam osim ritzono shel makom. So let's look at the examples. For instance, the pasuk says, "Lo yechdal oni." They'll never cease to be poor people in Klal Yisrael. And there's another pasuk which says, "Lo yivacha evyon." They'll never be a poor person amongst you. So still is a contradiction. And then there's another pasuk. Now this is in Hosea itself. You know, it's a haftorah for Bamidbar. And the Haftorah says, "V'haya mispa b'nei Yisrael asher lo yisafe." The mispa of the b'nei Yisrael, it's a nebuah which Hosea Navi says, and Hosea, of course, is one of those Nevi'im who constantly talks about the relationship between the Kolon Shon and the Kaddish Bar, and Klal Yisrael is husband and wife. But it says, the Mispah B'nai Yisrael, it's in the Haftarah, as I said, Bamidbar, which talks about numbers of Klal Yisrael. Vaya Mispah B'nai Yisrael. Mispah is a finite number. Whatever the number is. Asher lo yisafer, which cannot be counted. So is it Mispah? Is it a lo yisafer? So many just can't count. Or is it a finite number? It could be millions. Like today we say, how many Jews are there in the world? So we don't know about the unknown Jews and those maybe that says Hashvatim, whatever it is, but we say there are 13 million, say, perhaps more, I don't know, 13 million. That's a mispar. That's a mispar. Asher lo yisafer means kechol hayam, you just can't count it. That's also a wording which is used, kechol hayam, you see. So the Gemara answers, kan she'osim ratzono shemaka. That means if we do the Ratzon of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, then there will be, lo yisafer, you won't be able to count. But if we do the Ratzon of, if we don't do the Ratzon of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, then it's going to be a misper. That's an answer. Another example, as I say, with the poverty. That means if there's going, when is it going to, when we say, when the Pasuk says rather, they'll never cease to be poor people. There'll always be aniyim in Klal Yisrael. That's called Einam Osim Ratzono Shemaka. And when we say that there'll never be, Le'yibacha Evyon, there'll never be a poor person, that's talking about Osim Ratzono Shemaka. Now, the most difficult one to understand is the following. It says in, you say in Krishma, in the second parasha in Krishma, what do you say? You say, Hayim Shemo, if you listen to the Rabbon Shem, Lavas Hashem Lokechem, you keep all the mitzvahs, and then you're going to have everything. It's going to be wonderful. And you're going to gather in your grain, your Degonecha, Zerosh, you're going to gather it in. So what do you mean? It means that you're going to be a millionaire. That's what it means. If you keep all the mitzvahs, you're going to be a millionaire. That's what it is. You're going to have a wonderful life. And yet, there's a pasuk in the Navi, which says, V'amdu in Yishaya, V'amdu zorim v'ro tzanachem. Others will look after you. If you into the goyim, they'll look after your work. Malachtecho nasis al yedei acherim. You won't have to lift up a finger. And you'll have wealth, you'll have money, you'll have nachas, you'll have every single thing. And the Pasuk says that. V'omdu zorim v'ro tzanachem. Strangers will arise and look after your sheep for you. So again, what does the Gemara answer? Kan she'osim ratzon shemakam? Kan she'enom osim ratzon shemakam? Now, so what does that mean? If you're osim ratzon shemakam, don't worry. Other people will look after your panos and you'll be a millionaire, right? So what that means, the parasha in the Krishma, the second parasha in Krishma, when you keep all the mitzvahs, you love the Rabbonu Shel Olam, Hayim Shema, and you listen to everything, that is called Einam Osim Ratzono Shemaka. V'yasavta deganecha, v'serosha v'yitzarecha, and it's called Einam Osim Ratzono Shemaka. You're not doing the will of Hashem. So what's the difference between the two? So Rabbi Dessler talks about this. And he says that the definition of Ratzon Hashem, the definition is, okay, I gave the marshal with husband and wife, so the Osim Shabbat is the panemius of the mitzvahs. We keep lots of mitzvahs. But I'm not from a mention. Not on people who don't keep mitzvahs, but we all keep mitzvahs. Put tefillin on this morning. We all put tefillin on. We eat kashrus, Shabbos, all the mitzvahs. You can shatnas, ben olam makom, ben olam chaveru, whatever it is, we keep these mitzvahs. But at the same time, it could be mitzvahs anashim melumada, which means we're so used to doing it. I mean, how many people, including myself here, how many people remember when you put on your tefillin today, and each of the ritzuas, when you put on seven, you wrap it around your arms, did you have kavanah for the first one, the second one, the third one? The heira gvaltiga kavanahs there for these things. We didn't have these. You just put it on. Okay, you say, inim boy, mechavim anochas tefillin. You have a kavanah. But what are kavanahs? Are kavanahs really panemistic kavanahs? What we are doing is, it's called Einam Osim Ratzono Shemakam. The Rabbonu Shel Olam wants us to have the right sort of kavanas. That means you have to do things because we're doing it for the Rabbonu Shel Olam, purely for the Rabbonu Shel Olam. The Rabbonu Shel Olam has given us mitzvahs to do, let's have it for Solomon to purify us. And as the pasuk says, "Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael lefichach hirbalem Torah mitzvah." So he's given us lots of mitzvahs, which I'll explain in a minute. He's given us lots of mitzvahs, but with each mitzvah there's a kavana. He's given us more and more mitzvahs. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin which talks about lachein para fiha levli chok. Therefore, the para fiha, it'll open its mouth. It refers to Gehinnom. The fipara fiha opens up its mouth, levli chok, to the one who has not got a chok, a mitzvah, you see. So it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Machlokas between the two of them. What does it mean? That a person goes to Gehinnom if he doesn't keep one mitzvah? So Tagar Reish Lakish says that. Reish Lakish says, if you miss out one mitzvah, a person goes to Gehinnom. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if you don't even keep one mitzvah, then a person will go to Gehinnom. That's what it says. And Rabbi Yosef Alba in Sefer Karim explains what it's all about. And he says, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefichach hirba lehem Torah mitzvahs. He gave us lots of mitzvahs. Meaning, you very often one says in Kabbalahs for mitzvahs, the tariag mitzvahs hataluyim ba. That means when you take a lulav, just imagine, when you take a lulav, really, of course, we do nanuim, it's part of the mitzvah, but it's not the main, it's called the shiara mitzvah, it's the extras to the mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? For those who know the halachas, what the Gemara says, keep in the agbe, nafakbe. You can imagine you've got a lulav and esrog in front of you on the table. You just get held there, put it down, you can count the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of midaraisa, to do it. Not even the nanuim, as I say, it's called the shiara mitzvah, extras. So to speak, and the person, just by the way, the Maharal says, you've got to be so careful that you don't make that as the ikkah. You see, if you make that as the ikkah and you think you sort of push away the ruchas rolls and all that sort of thing, these are called extra things. The ikkah zach is to be mekayim in the midst of the rotz and the rabbanu shalom. So anyway, so what the tariag mitzvahs hataluyim ba means that when you take a lulav and esrog, you've got to have all the machshavas of all the other mitzvahs. How is it possible? And therefore, what is it? The rabbanu shalom gave us lots of mitzvahs. So although every mitzvah includes tariag mitzvahs hataluyim ba, the fact is a different facet, a different aspect. So lulav's got one thing, and Shabbos Aveda's got another thing, and Shabbos, whatever it is, all the mitzvahs asay, they've got a, and even the los asay, they've got a certain punkt, a certain concept, which if you do that mitzvah, and you do that mitzvah, and you do another mitzvah, you're gathering together a whole chok. And that's how Rabbi Yosef Alba explains what Rabbi Yochanan means. That lechem paraf hiya v'li chok means if you don't keep any mitzvahs at all. But as Reish Lakish says, if you sort of miss out one. So he's talking on a different level, passing around Rabbi Yochanan. So the thing is, what we're saying is, therefore, that every mitzvah contains every aspect of every other mitzvah. And therefore, we've got to have the kavanas. Of course, if a person is osik b'mitzvah, if a person is osik in a mitzvah itself, he's yotza. Got to have kavana, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzraisim, mitzrabanan. I'm not going to the subject now, obviously. But the point is, every mitzvah itself has got a tachlis and a purpose in itself. And with that, you can be kono olamus, just even with one mitzvah. But the Baruch Shem gave us lots and lots and lots of mitzvahs. And with each mitzvah, one can grab a little bit of a kavana. Now, when the pasuk therefore says, "Vahayim shema tishma," if you listen to the Rabbeinu Shem, and you keep all the mitzvahs. But if it's einam osim ratzono shemakim, that means we are keeping the mitzvahs, but even if we are keeping those mitzvahs, the fact is that we haven't got the right kavanas. We're not doing it as panemius of the mitzvahs. We're not doing it as the ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shem. It doesn't mean that we don't keep mitzvahs. That's not the meaning of einam osim ratzono shemakam. Einam osim ratzono shemakam means that we don't attach the panemius to the mitzvahs. We don't attach the deep ideas that I'm doing it because the Rebbeinu Shem asked me to do it, wants me to do it. He wants our tov, he wants our goodness, and he wants us to be good, and he wants to give us everything. Our tov hametiv. And how do you do it? It's like you say to an ordinary person, you shouldn't eat that sort of food. It's dangerous, or it's not healthy, whatever lashon you want to use. That means the Rebbeinu Shem helps you. Be a better person, be a healthy person in Ruchnias, and Mamelia be a healthy person in Gashmias as well. And that's what it means. A person can become a rich person. But if he hasn't got the panemius, Well, after all, he's keeping mitzvahs. So v'hayom shema tishma, if you listen and you keep all the mitzvahs, well, of course, it's fine, you're keeping mitzvahs. Therefore, you'll be, but at the same time, v'yosafta t'ganecha, you have to work hard for it. Some people have to work harder than others, and not everybody has panasa easily. Some people have very easy panasa. Before a baby is born, the malach brings the tipa, the cell, whatever you want to translate it as. The malach brings it to the benchim. What's this person going to be? Is he going to be a gibor? Is he going to be strong? Is he going to be a chalash, weak? Is he going to be a chacham? Is he going to be a tipish? Is he going to be an ashir, or is he going to be an ani? So therefore, it's a mazel. I'm not going into that subject itself, but the point is, mazel can be changed. That sort of mazel can be changed also with tefillahs and schusim and so on. But a person is basically, I just say a funny thing, which today's chinuch. We've got problems today in the world with chinuch and this, but I'm not talking about that aspect. But the point is, you know, everyone says, my child is fantastic. You know, they say that all the time. My child, oh, it's wonderful. Got to go into the best school, best yeshivas, best girls, best seminaries. Ah, my child is fantastic. Can you imagine? You know, there's a halacha. If you can't read a letter in the Sefer Torah, so what you do, you know, you call up, the Gemara says, what the halacha is, you call up a child who's, so imagine, the Gabbai, it says, you know, he knocks on the thing. Anybody who's brought his child who's not a chacham and not a tipish, who's going to offer his child? Yes, he's not a chacham, not a tipish. They're going to, what happens in the Sefer Torah, never. So the point is, this. It doesn't mean literally that the chacham, you're brilliant, or he's going to be foolish, or his mind is not so clear. It means gearing towards that, he's got to have a lot of effort. And sometimes things come to a person easily. Same ashir and an ani. Doesn't mean ashir millionaire, and an ani a person is chozer al psachim. You see, in the same gibbo of a chalash. In other words, they're two extremes, but veering more to one side than the other. That's what it means. So the point is, if a person keeps mitzvahs, bechitzonius, not panemius, and he's working hard, and he becomes very rich, and he keeps all the mitzvahs, so you'll think that he is a tzaddik. He's still einam osim ritzono shemakam. Maybe in this mitzvah, yes, another mitzvah, yes, but the whole point is not completely, it's not an osir ratzono shemakam. And that's a very difficult thing to do. No wonder, therefore, the pasuk which says, v'amdu zarim v'ro tzonachem, strangers will stand up and look after your sheep, that pasuk really refers to a Mashiach. It refers to that's what's going to happen, which implies that until Mashiach comes, because we've got a Yetzirah, and when Mashiach comes, the Bnei Yisrael will get rid of the Satan, and the Bilam Avosal Netzach, and the Satan's gone completely, there's no Yetzirah, the Bechira is only what should I do first, and to stay higher and higher and higher, that's what it'll be. But the point is, that's in Mashiach times, it'll be Osim Ratzon Shemakam. But today, or before Mashiach comes, maybe we'll do Osim Ratzon Shemakam in some mitzvahs, but not in other mitzvahs. But the thing is that is the panemius in the mitzvahs? And it's a very difficult thing to achieve. But that's what a person has to do. But it's called einam osim ritzono shemakam. So what does that mean? Not that one is mevatel one's ratzon. You're suppressing your desire. To suppress your desire means, I really, the mashal we gave at the beginning, those who came in a bit later, at the beginning we talked about the relationship between a husband and wife. If they both are happy with each other, and one wants to go one place, one wants to do a certain thing, the other one wants to do a different thing, and then they live together nicely, happily, they love each other, there's no problem at all. But one really would like to do this thing, and not another thing. So they are mevatel their ratzon. With the Rabbeinu Shem, it shouldn't really be mevatel or ratzon. If a person is mevatel his ratzon, then the Rebbeinu Shel will make it happen that he'll, you know, it says in Pirkei Avos, if you mevatel your ratzon, then the Rebbeinu Shel will mevatel other people's ratzon. But if a person is osir ratzono shemakam, the Rebbeinu Shel listens to you. Why does the Rebbeinu Shel listen to you? Because if a person is osir ratzono shemakam, means what I want is what the Rebbeinu Shel wants. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom will do what you want. Why would you do what we want? Because we want to do what the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's the same. Hainahach, you follow? That's if you look in Pirkei Avos. So I say Ritzon Oki Ritzon Lecha, Ritzon Oki Ritzon Lecha, then he'll do your Ratzon. It's not that the Rebbeinu Shalom says, ooh, I'll listen to you. It's because the person does the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shalom, so Mameya, the one. It's not a case of bitl at all. But what does it say in Pirkei Avos? Batel Ritzonacha. That means suppress your Ratzon. So what the Rebbeinu should do, he won't suppress his. It's not shy of the Rebbeinu to suppress his Ratzon. But he'll make sure that other people will suppress their Ratzon for you. Kadesh Batel Ritzon Acherim before you. And it's a similar sort of thing you say in Slichas. You say, Hanashama Lach Vaguf Shalach. What's the difference between Hanashamalach Vaguf Shalach and Hanashamalach Hanashamalach Vaguf Pa'alach? So if you say Hanashamalach Vaguf Pa'alach means the neshama, you say to the Baruch Shem, the neshama is yours. And the guf is you made it. And I put a Yetzahara. So therefore, Chusa ala Malach. That's the pshat, Chusa ala Malach. That means that Hanashamalach, Ben Shem made the neshama, Vaguf Pa'alach, and you made me with a Yetzahara, you see? And therefore, if I'm a battle, my Ratzon, and then at least the Ben Shem feels sorry for what you have made, Chus Ala Malach. Whereas if you say, Hanashama Lach, Vaguf Shalach, you see, that's if you say it, not Pa'alach, but Vaguf Shalach, that means the neshama and the Ratzon of the Ben Shem are one. So I say Leman Shemercha. That's the difference between the two. So in other words, when a person is Mevatel is Ratzon, it's called Einam Osem Ratzono Shemakam. That's what it's called. And Einam Ratzono Shemakam means that you don't have the Panemius in Mitzvahs. And therefore, a person, if he has the Panemius in Mitzvahs, then the world's a different place. And the Ratzon and the behavior of a person will be different and so on. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, you know, Rosh Hashanah Rebbeinu Shem is regarded as a melech. The pasuk says, "Imru lafanai malchus." It's getting towards Rosh Hashanah now. Yes, this part of the time, they're thinking about Rosh Hashanah. Should think of that every day, but that's a different matter. But the point is, it says, "Imru lafanai malchus, kadesh tamlichuni aleichem." Say before me psukim of malchus, so that you should make me a king over you. So, what's the definition of malchus? And the definition of Malchus is that the Rebbeinu Shem, there's only one Ratzon. When Chazal always talk about Chazal speak about the Moshe Lamar Davadomat, a Melech Bas of Adam. You compare the Rebbeinu Shem is like a human king. But it means really, what does a human king mean? Now, obviously not talking about a constitutional monarch like I have in England and so on. But if you like, a despotic one or an authoritative sort of king, which you had perhaps in some countries, Arab countries maybe, in Tonga, I don't know. But the point is, when there's the Ratzon of the Melech is the only one which counts. Kretzon HaMelech, like you say with Achashverosh. But the thing is, if a person is so close to the Rebbeinu Shem, you regard the Rebbeinu Shem as a Melech. And if you regard the Rebbeinu Shem as a Melech, that means whatever the Rebbeinu Shem wants, I do what he wants. I have no Ratzon at all. Not I'm a battle, my Ratzon. And therefore, the psukim, which you're supposed to say for Malchus, Imru lefanai Malchus, say before me psukim of Malchus, that I should make you a king, Kadesh Tamli Chuni Aleichem. And the machlokas of Riosi and Rabbi Yehuda, of which psukim should be said. So Rabbi Yosi says, say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Malchus. You see why. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in a Malchus. That's not the pasuk. Then he brings Rabbi Yosi, there's another pasuk. He's saying in Aleinu, Shibosalvarek Hashem Elokeinu, ain od. There's no other. That's the pasuk for Malchus. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the pasuk. And then the third pasuk is Atah Reis Aladas Hashem Elokeinu Eino Milvado. There's none but Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And again, Rabbi Yehuda says that's not the pasuk. We paskin like Rabbi Yose, and therefore we say those psukim. Sometimes in some maxorim or some nuschos you don't say Atah Reis, and sometimes it's got in brackets. But anyway, we paskin Rabbi Yose. That means A pasuk like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that is called Malchus. That's the definition of Malchus. Why? There's only oneness. You don't translate Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, means the Goyim have got millions of gods, and we, the Havdol of gods, only one God. That's not the type of translation of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It means there is only oneness. It's not a case of a king and other people, or other thoughts, and there's the Benjamin above all of them. That's what Amalek did. Amalek ruined our understanding of Malchus, understanding of the Rebbeinu Shem. That's the marshal when Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael, and the Medrash gives the marshal, the marshal, there's a hot bath of water, and nobody wants to jump into it. One person jumps into it and gets scalded, but he cools it off for others. That means Amalek, when they are called, they're referred to as Rei in Balak, Reishis Goyim Amalek. It's the first nation which undermined the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shem. What did Amalek do? Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael, and they didn't have to fight back with swords. And okay, when Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands up, they had the right kavonas, and they won. So when he put his hands up, then they gave Yisrael. That's where it was. But they had to fight with swords and spears and whatever they had to fight with those days, you see. So Amalek said, see, we were beaten. We were wounded. Amalek was wounded. But at the same time, they're ordinary. He undermined the Micha Mocha Bo'elim Hashem. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem, Ha Yahova V'yiyah. The Shem Hashem of Yud Kei Vav Kei means something which is, the Bo'elim Hashem is L'malem in Azman. If you say to people, does the Ben Shem know what you're going to do tomorrow? Of course he does. No, he doesn't. He doesn't know because he's already there tomorrow. The Ben Shem is a Malaminas man. Does the Ben Shem remember what happened yesterday? He doesn't remember what happened yesterday. He's there yesterday. We can't understand that. We can use words. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ha Yahova V'yiyah. All at the same moment of call it now, a point like you have in mathematics. You have, what is the definition of a point? It's got no dimension to it. It just joins the past with the future. You see. The Rebbeinu Shem is a malam in his man. Micha mocha b'ilam Hashem. Means that's what they saw. Yud kei vav kei. So Amalek comes along and ruins it. And he made the Rebbeinu Shem not into a yud kei vav kei. He's an ordinary, more powerful God than all the others. Amalek knew quite well who the Rebbeinu Shem was, but he wanted the whole world, like the Pelishtim, the Avniv, Alu, Alufe, Edom, which we say in Al-Jashe, that the whole world should know Rebbeinu Shem is not as great as all that, Chas V'Shalom, to say it. That's what he wanted. And therefore he made the Rebbeinu Shem into an Adon, not a Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's why we have to pronounce the name of the Rebbeinu Shem, as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, who's an Adon. That's all he is, an Adon. Most powerful being that exists, which is constricted by time and by Malkum. Rebbeinu Shem has got no size to him. He's got no Malkum. So the thing is, that's what Amalek did. He undermined it. That's how Amalek is called a Letz. What's a Letz? A Letz is Letzonus. What is Letzonus? A joke. So what's a joke? Why do you laugh at a joke? Why did the Irishman take his scarf back to the store? Because it was too tight, right? So therefore, why do you laugh at that? Because it's not realistic, right? You only laugh at it. If I just simply say, oh, there's a window over there, nobody's laughing, you see? Because I'm taking just a pure fact. Litzanus means under, that's what Purim is, why we have a lot of Litzanus and Purim. The idea that to undermine, we don't know the difference between Aror HaRam, Baruch Mordechai, it's a subject by itself. But the point is, Litzanus means undermining the power of the Rebbeinu Shem. That's what Amalek achieved. And that's what the Kaddish is all about. We say, Yiskadev, Yiskadev, Shemei Rabbah, that his name go from Yud Kei, just Ka, which Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki Yad Al Kei's Ka. But that the shame of Hashem should be made great again, it should be Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what he said, we'll pronounce Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Amalek ruined it. And that's why we say that the Mashiach will come when Amalek is destroyed, when the Satan is destroyed. And we won't have Bittul HaRatzon anymore. So the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Gaon says, When a person says Shema Yisrael, the kavana which you have when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem, you pronounce it properly, although it might be written in the siddurs Aleph Dalet Nun Yod or two little yuds, the kavana you should have is Yud Kei Vav Kei. For those, in the Svadisha, the real Svadisha Sidurim, you've got Aleph Dalet Nun Yod intertwined with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the kavana is really supposed to have, really some say, Svadim say you should have that kavana of Yud Kei Vav Kei even when you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. But Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu means that there's only one, oneness, just the Rabbeinu Shem, nothing else. He's not just a more powerful God. That's why Yisro first of all said, I understand the Rabbeinu Shem is God Omikol Elohim, better. Until later on he realized, there's not, the Rabbeinu Shem is not greater than all the other gods. It's not Shaya. Naaman, you heard Naaman in the Chumash, in the Navi rather, in Shmuel. I said, pardon me, Melachim. Melachim based Naaman, the person who was leprous, and he became a Gei Toshav. And he first, when he was healed by Elisha, Elisha told him to go into the Yarden 7 times, he'd become better. And afterwards, he said, he changed. He became a Gei Toshav. So first of all, he called the Rabbeinu Shem Elokim, which is more, as the Balachurim says, Elokim is the same gematria as Hateva. With a hay, and I look in with a hay, of course. But it's Hateva. I mean, the Rabbeinu Shem created the physical world, the koach of the physical world. But it's more than that. The Rabbeinu Shem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Lamala Min Zman, Lamala Min Hateva. That's what the Rabbeinu Shem is. So therefore, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael means there's only oneness, just the Rabbeinu Shem. Nothing else. There's no koach. Everything else is a manifestation of the Rabbeinu Shem himself. That's what it is. That's Shema Yisrael. And the other pasuk, if you say in the first paragraph of Aleinu, Einod, there's nothing else. Vashibos alavecha, kishem elokim, b'shmai ma'alva, oiz mitachas, Einod, there's nothing else. That's Malchus. And then what's the third pasuk? Atarei sodav, kishem elokim, Einod milvado, there's nothing else, just the Rabbeinu Shem, there's nothing else at all, just the Rabbeinu Shem, I'm finished. That's it. That's called Malchus. And on Rosh Hashanah, you've got to have that kavana of Malchus. And therefore, there's only one Ratzon. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not on those Madregas. That's why he says, don't say those Psukim. So we say other Psukim as well. And we say, well, Yibishur and Melech, other Psukim, Hashem, Malach, Geus, Lovish, and so on. But you've got to say those three Psukim. And when you say those three Psukim on Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonai Malchus, Kadeshitam Lichuni Aleichem, that means, think of the Rabbeinu Shem as a melech on Rosh Hashanah. So there's another aspect in Rosh Hashanah also. Another aspect is, you're not really, while you're saying the psukim of Malchus, while you're saying those psukim, don't ask the Rabbeinu Shem for anything at all. On Rosh Hashanah, you're mispalat for all sorts of things. Achein lechayim, your panosa, or these avinu malkeinus, whatever. You're always asking for things in Rosh Hashanah. For panos, for shiduchim, for also health. You're asking in Rosh Hashanah. While you're saying the psukim of Malchus, don't ask for a single thing. Because if you're asking for something, that means it's what you think you believe you need. You see. If you're asking the Rabbeinu Shem, say, while you're saying Malchus, Rabbeinu Shem, you're a melech, but don't forget this. And don't forget the other. Don't forget this and don't forget the other. If he's a melech, he knows what you need. He knows exactly what you need, so what you're asking for, you see. So it's not a case of, you say to the Rabbeinu Shem, give me this, give me the parnasa. I'd like to be overnight, I'd like to be a millionaire. I don't know if a person would say that, I'd like to be a millionaire. And I'll ask Rosh Hashanah, you'll ask the Rabbeinu Shem, can you please make me a millionaire? That's what you believe, that will make you happy, you see. Or it could be anything, I'm just giving you that sort of example. But it could be, as I say, in ordinary, in health, and in Shidduchim and all that type of thing, you always ask what you would like to have. But is it the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom? So a person is not really doing what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. You are telling the Rabbeinu Shalom what you need. Imagine, children come to a school. They come to a school and the parent calls up the principal. Will you provide desks for the children? Will you provide pen and pencil? Will you provide some paper? Will there be something to eat? You don't say, you don't ask that. You ask other things maybe about the school and some. But you don't ask, will there be a place for my child to sit down? They say, obviously you don't ask for that sort of thing. Because it's an obvious thing. Everything which you're asking for is really obvious. It's obvious. The Benjamin deals with everything, but we're not on those Madregas of Yehuda. And therefore, a person can't really be mispalel on Imru Lefanai Malchus Kadesh Tamli Chuni Alechem. You can't say those psukim, but Rabbi Yossi says on Rosh Hashanah you can. On Rosh Hashanah you can. You can imagine when you regard the Benjamin as a melech, and the melech means your osa ratzono shel malchum. There's nothing else. Don't think about anything else while you're saying the psukim of Malchus. The Benjamin stands there, a melech hakadosh. That is the Rabbeinu Shem. He knows exactly what you need and what's there. All you have to do is simply say he is the Melech. And that is meaning the Rabbeinu Shem's Ratzon is there. Not a bitla Ratzon, but Osa Ratzon Hashem. And that's when the Pasuk says, all these psukim which seem to contradict each other, there'll be a poor person, there won't be a poor person, a person will have to work hard, or the V'hayu Mispa B'nei Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, also refers to that. That Pasuk which you mentioned at the beginning, V'hayu Mispa B'nei Yisrael, means now. Elo Yisafel means when Mashiach comes. That means everybody will be Kechol Hayam, Klal Yisrael will be so great, you won't be able to count them. And we'll all accept the Rebbeinu Shem as our as the Rebbeinu Shem. And in fact, the words which the Navi Hoshea says, that don't call me, he speaks about him, the Rebbeinu Shem speaks kaviyachol about himself, don't call me Baal, call me Ish ve'Isha. Not a Baal. A Baal implies, can also imply a control freak. You see, that's what a Baal can be, as I said before, the Baalabat. Definition of that. But the point is, don't call me Baal any longer. Baal was also worshipping Baal and Ashtoreth. Don't mention that name anymore. The Benjamin is Ish v'Isha. Benjamin is like the Ish and the Isha. We are like the Isha. And therefore, the together, both together, and to accept that Benjamin is walking with us all the time. He's here the whole time. L'mala min lezman, l'mala min ateva, and it's only the Benjamin can give us panosa, and kochus, and gesund, and mazel, and all the things that we need. The Yitaka should be zochah to that, and of course the Bias Mashiach, and beyond, which will be the Ben Shem, Vayav Hashem, the Mechah, Kolot, Beyom, Vayav Shem, Echad, Ushmoch, and we pronounce the Ben Shem's name, Yudke, Balke, the way it should be.